container they have in the backyard maybe to, some people use it to wash clothes or...
Wash pot, yeah.
And would that be used for any kind of cooking or anything like that?
Well, I think people did use them for maybe cooking fat and lye and soap making or something like that, you know, back many years back. I think they did that. They'd cook fat and lye and soap making. Of course, I remember the man that worked with us when the cattle and all, we had a lot of fat and they would use it for cooking out the tallow, something like that. Otherwise from that, I didn't know of anything else.
What about a big... Well, I think you may have mentioned it, but the big container that used to have get flour in.
Well, we
gasoline in it.
What'd you say, gasoline or?
The big container that you had.
Oh, drums. Yeah, a drum would be my gasoline. I just mentioned I call that a drum, but it'd be a flour barrel. Flour used to be in wooden barrels.
Now, would the fact that it's wood or metal make the difference between the drum and the barrel?
Well, I think it would in a sense because, yes, I never heard of anything. Drum was always a liquid for liquid container, I would think. And then a barrel, and but of course, well, I don't know about the whiskey. I think they kept the whiskey in wooden barrels too. Because of course it was liquid, but I think they kept it in wooden barrels.
What about the smaller barrel that keep nails in?
Kegs.
Kegs?
They were wooden kegs, generally, yeah, wooden kegs.
And what would you call the thing shaped sort of like that if you wanted to pour something into a container that had a small neck?
Funnel.
And what would you call the thing that you put in the top of it, top of the bottle or whatever, to keep it from spilling?
In the top of the bottle, well, you'd either have a cork, a cap cork, mostly.
Now, when you call it a cork, would it have to be made out of wood, or could it be a rubber one?
Well, it could be rubber, but of course cork comes from cork and all, but they use rubber and all later on, but originally they had all cork, I think, yeah.
And on a wooden barrel, the metal things around the outside, what would you call those?
The parts would be the barrel stave, and the metal piece around outside would be the... Oh, I don't catch it right now. It's been so long since I fooled with them. It's a ring. Hoops. They were. Yeah, hoops. Of course, I've seen wooden ones around. Wooden hoop, too, also. Just depend on what you put in it. Yeah, wooden hoops.
When you go to the grocery store, they put the groceries in what?
Well, they put them in now, put them in a bag, or paper sack, or paper bag. Back at that time, people carried baskets and whatnot and so forth, but now they put them in a paper sack or paper bag.
And you use the word sack or bag either way for whether it's paper or not?
Well, of course, yeah, well, you could, yes, paper sack or paper bag. And of course, if you get into the bigger sacks, why they call them burlap sacks, and some people call them gunny sacks, I think, up north, they call them gunny sacks and something like that. But just your regular grocery would be a paper bag or paper sack.
Would you ever call one that was made out of cloth, call that a bag, would it always be a sack?
One that's made out of cloth? Well, I guess you could call it it would be mostly a sack if it was made out of cloth, yeah, it would be a sack, not a bag.
Yeah, a bunch of little things here, but